I've already started seeing the ads for the 2020 census. As we all know, the count is mandated by the Constitution and conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau, which is a nonpartisan government agency. As of March 20th, during the time of the quarantine due to COVID-19, all census field operations will be suspended. I'm Robin Saunders, and this is CyberSafe Seniors. According to the memo that was issued a few days ago, the 2020 census field operations will be suspended for at least 2 weeks until April 1st, 2020. This means if someone knocks at your door claiming to be from the U.S. Census Bureau, it is a scam, and do not give them any information. In the meantime, the 2020 census forms are being put together to be mailed to all of the U.S. households. And with any large political event or happening, the scammers are ready to take your money and steal your identity. We all know that the census process is time-consuming, and it can feel very invasive, page after page asking questions that might not seem to be anybody's business. What is your household income? How many cars do you own? How many children do you have? How old are they? How many television sets do you have? Well, these are important questions to answer, as it helps the government allocate resources. Unfortunately, because it's easy to get so much information all at once, there is always a sharp increase in identity theft and fraud that masquerades as government agency communications. Scammers will try everything from claiming that your Social Security number has been suspended to threatening you with police action for unpaid taxes. They can even spoof their email addresses or phone numbers on your caller ID to make you think they're authentic. Here are a few things to remember that will hopefully help you to spot a census scam. First, the official Census Bureau website is census.gov. Very simple, in a very specific website. The specific website for the 2020 census is 2020census.gov. But be on the lookout, because scammers can easily buy a domain that looks very similar to the 2020census.com. Look very carefully at the URL, that's that little address bar at the top. Look at every letter, every number, and every domain designation. That's the .com or the .org at the end, because there's all kinds of renegade domains. One additional letter or number or a different domain designation will take you to a completely different website destination where scammers can steal your important information. Now, if you choose to go online to take the census, you're going to be directed to log into your own individual portal at my2020census.gov. That's completely normal. Some of you may have recently received a letter in the mail from the U.S. Census Bureau that had the title My 2020 Census. The Identity Theft Recourse Center, abbreviated ITRC, has verified the legitimacy of this letter, and it's not a scam. It directs you to the official 2020census.gov website, and after that, you will be directed to a website that will ask you to enter a 12-digit code that's been supplied to you in the letter. It is safe to log in and enter the 12-digit code, and this is not a scam. There are a lot of scammers that will try to contact you by phone or by text. Now, the Census Bureau will only call you if they don't get a response from their initial mailings. This is actually pretty rare, because if the Census Bureau tried to call every U.S. household and take their census data over the phone, we would probably be ready for the 2030 census before they were finished. Remember, they will not call you and request your information unless you do not respond to their initial mailings. Now, if you do receive a phone call or a text claiming to be from the Census Bureau, beware. Regardless of what the person says on the phone, the police are not going to be sent to your house for failure to fill out the census. If the caller claims that you can simply pay some sort of fine over the phone, especially with a prepaid debit card or an iTunes gift card, they are lying to you, and this is a census scam. Eventually, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future, when the coronavirus pandemic is under control, government volunteers serving as census takers will begin to knock on your door. The first thing that you need to do is to check to make sure that they have a valid ID badge with their photograph, a U.S. Department of Commerce watermark, and an expiration date. Now, check carefully, because remember, fake IDs are pretty easy to produce, but pretty difficult to make them perfect. Remember, any census person, any census taker, any Census Bureau person will never ask you for your Social Security number, your bank account or credit card numbers. They won't ask you for anything on behalf of a political party. They won't ask you for money or donations. And in addition, the Census Bureau will never contact you on behalf of any political party. Remember, they're nonpartisan. So if anyone asks you to pay them for their time or for the postage or for forms or no matter what else the person claims, it's a scam. Now, if you still have questions about identity fraud, you can call your Census Bureau representative. The number that I have here is 844-330-2020. But if you go to census.gov, you'll find this information as well. So, be senior smart, stay safe, fill out the census, it's important, and see you in cyberspace.